Hello?
Yes, hello. This is Francesco calling on behalf of Julio Zanetti.
Hey, Francesco.
Hi.
Are you looking to speak
to me?
Yeah, how are you?
Yes, please.
Hi.
Yeah. Good, thank you.
Okay, give me 1 minute. Let me go try to track him down. Yeah, every time you call, it's my direct line, so you get me every time.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, so let me get him, go to his office real quick. Give me 1 second.
Thank you.
Sure.
Thank you.
Hello, this is Ruben from Underwriting. How may I help you?
Hi, Ruben. This is Francesco. Did you get the email from Murillo?
Yeah, I got a note in the system. I'm just going to turn down the phone. It's a little loud. Bear with me. Oh, that's a million times
better. Yes.
Oh, gosh. It was pounding. the volume was so high. How can I help you out today, Francesco?
Okay. Okay, Ruben. Murillo just asked me to give him an opinion regarding this specific loan. And by the numbers that I'm running, I get that the nominal annual interest rate is 36%, like you pointed out. And
That's incorrect.
Incorrect.
That is incorrect. The payback, we have a few offers here. So we have a loan approval.
Yes.
It's a business loan. The
yes.
payback over 18 months is 36%.
Yes.
However,
yes.
we're willing to lower it by 2%.
Okay, but wait. Okay, so the over 18 months is 36%. It's that
correct.
Is the nominal annual interest rate is the nominal annual interest rate is 36%. Okay, and
because
the way that
when we refer to rates, we refer to them in time periods. That's not the same cost
okay.
of it. The loan was a year.
I know, but you must see the logic of the fact that generally speaking, when people talk about rates, they talk about the annual rates, right? And anyway, since rates are expressed as a percentage, it doesn't really make a substantial difference, because if you look at after 1 year of $2,615 weekly payments, I would actually pay you back.
That's right. Your line is
36. Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah. It's just going
Hello?
Out. Yeah, I can hear
yeah,
you.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's actually after paying after 1 year, I would have paid you back $100,000 of principal and $36,000 of interest, which is $136,000.
What funding amount are you looking at?
We are looking at the 150, 204 over 18.
Okay, yeah, so just, I can give you some options, not a problem, but I need to, my job is to kind of...
Well, just to finish, and then we go into the options, I would like to point out that the way that the interest is compounded here, and meaning that with the weekly payments, and I suppose that you guys compound the interest on a weekly basis, because otherwise you would not get all the benefits of getting weekly payments, at the end, transforming the nominal annual interest rates through the compounding, the final effective rate is 43 and something percent on a yearly basis, which is according to my opinion, quite a substantial interest rate in the normal let's say in the normal frame of reference in which one evaluates interest rates on loans, which is the effective annual interest rate.
I can send you.
So,
so you know, I can send you documents. I'm not in our funding department, but I'm more than happy to go through these. It's my role here. My role is more on the underwriting.
Yes.
Also, my role here. The costs for the loans are different. So, just so you know, if you want to do a year term. If you want to do, most customers, they want to do a longer term because the cost of borrowing doesn't double if the term's longer, and it allows them to get a lower payment.
Mm-hmm.
A few things to comment on.
Right.
Number one, weekly payments aren't the only option here. We also offer daily payments, which are 21 days per month.
No. Look, I'm against weekly payments, okay, as for my simple, it's just the way I think about these kind of things, and I'm sorry, my English is not as good as the accent sounds. I learned it in the States when I was a kid. So actually daily payments is, you get daily compounding, and it turns out, you know,
let me answer
astronomically high.
I know where you're going, and I don't know, but I'm guessing. So let me just give you some options here. Number one,
yes,
and we would send you a contract. I'm also happy to send you how, for renewal purposes, the loan approval that we provided for the business is if the business qualifies for a loan, and they do a renewal, which means they use part of the proceeds to pay off their existing note and net the remaining difference, that we waive all remaining interest. And the rep here can also send you an amortization schedule for your purposes that goes along with that, and that would probably answer any of your questions.
Yeah, but I already made it. You know,
okay.
I think the issue here,
You're not giving me a chance to speak. So
No. I'm sorry. I beg your pardon. No. Go ahead.
So if you look at a 12-month term, the cost, and I'm not in our legal department. There are documents that we'd provide, obviously, if the business wanted to move forward with a loan. And it would show your rates and all that stuff. There's nothing to hide. Our documents are most straightforward in America. It shows what you're borrowing, the terms.
No, wait. I'm not saying that there's something not clear. Let's rewind. I'm not in any way implying that there's something not clear. Okay, what I'm just saying, and this is what I also told Julio, is that I think that the rate, that the effective annual interest rate, which is the only number that anybody really cares about, okay, which is how much interest am I actually paying on the money that I'm borrowing, is in my view extremely high. So and I don't think it's compatible with the activity. With a wise activity of using and borrowing money at this interest. But this is all I'm saying.
I'm more than happy to give you some feedback. So the first thing is this. If we do a loan, if the business has a loan that's a shorter term, like a year term, the payback over a year, there has to have time value accounted. The payback over a year is not 36 cents on the dollar. It's in the low 20s.
Okay.
So there's no way.
Low 20s.
Yeah, absolutely. So I don't understand how, our documents, and this is my training here at Bank of Cardiff, if someone's going to borrow, we're just going to use $1,000. Someone's going to borrow $1,000 they're going to pay back 24, $1,240. Their rate's not 43% over a year. They're paying 24% over a year. That is the cost of the loan.
Of course. I mean, that's depending. The effective rate depends on how you compound on the payments and on how interest is compounded.
Okay, so
on the example that you're giving me, it's absolutely true. But if on a year and a half, you borrow 150 and then you give back 204, the effective annual interest is 43 and
no, because
and decimal points.
But the example I just gave you, we can give you that.
Yes.
We can do 150,000, and I believe it's 24 cents on the dollar, and I can double check. But over a year, if you borrowed 150,000, and let's just take a look, so at least you have your, we have this info so we don't misquote you. So let's just take a
yes.
look at this. Give me 1 second. So bear with me. Yeah, because we can use that same example. And just as an reference point, we are giving an incentive. If the loan is $200,000 or more, there is a 2% reduction in that cost across all terms. And there is also a one-time fee on the we said there is a one-time fee on this transaction of an origination fee that is rolled that's taken out of the loan proceeds of 2.5%. But let's kind of go over this and see if I can find it, because I do not want to misquote you. And honestly, I have a million files, so I don't want to say, "Hey, this is what your file looks like." If it's wrong.
No, of course.
Give me a second. So, give me a second. Bear with me. Okay, so the $250,000 is eligible. Anything below 12 months would be a shorter term, but let's take a look at this just to make sure I'm accurate. So, okay. No, I'm looking at the wrong one. So yeah, the rate on 18 months was, I believe, 36 cents on the dollar. I believe for 15 months, and that's not including that 2% discount, so it'd actually be 34 cents on the dollar. That rate for 15 months, I believe, was 32 cents on the dollar, but if you're using a 2% discount above 200, it's 30 cents. And to just double
check. Yes, and that's with payments, weekly payments?
Weekly or daily, your choice. It doesn't change the cost of funds. And if you did a 12-month term, and I don't want you to quote me here because I've got to check, but I believe that's 20. It's not low 20s. I apologize. It's 28 cents on the dollar. But if you took advantage of that discount, it's 26 cents. So, just to kind of give you an idea, yeah, the cost if you did a $200,000 loan, the payback, or on a 150 loan, the payback on 150. And I will double check my math because I've got a lot of files in front of me, and I do not want to misquote you. So don't hold me to it. But if you did a 200, if you did a 150 loan without taking advantage of that discount, let's see,
that's 150 on a year and a half. You're saying
no,
on a 1 year term.
Yeah, so it would be 28 cents. It would be 28 cents on the dollar, which is 192.
Okay.
That's why many clients choose to do longer terms, because a year versus a year and a half is 50% longer, but it's not 50% more interest. It's a very small difference of interest. Just to kind of did you have a chance to kind of go over with your rep here, Jeremiah, kind of how this loan is underwritten and why it's approved and what we look at, or no?
No. Yes. Absolutely. I mean, it's not real. It's actually straightforward. The only issue that I have here, it's not on the collaterals and the guarantees and all that.
Yeah, we put a UCC feature
and the origination fee. That is all more or less plain vanilla.
The thing
that really stands out is that on the 150 versus 204 over 18 months, the effective annual interest rate, which is actually how much is this money costing me, is actually I ran the math and I double checked and
so
everything. It's actually 43%, which is about more than double the minimum that I would advise you.
Okay.
To,
so just to kind of give you, you're cutting in and out, and I apologize, but just to give you an idea, and there's nothing to hide here. Can you hear me? Okay.
Yeah. Sure. Can you hear me?
So if your company did a $200,000 loan and you did it over 18 months, the cost on that loan would be $68,000 minus the plus.
Okay, wait. Let me rapidly. Okay. Let me. Okay. So you said that
if you did
200, it would be. So I would have to return 68, right?
68. plus the one-time origination fee that's taken out of the loan, and that origination fee is 2.5%. And that's not a check you write to us. It's a check that's taken out of loan proceeds. But just to kind of give you a little feedback on this loan, and I'm not sure, you know, what your relationship is with your rep here, this loan, these loans work if there's a need or a benefit. The reason we've underwritten this loan is because, from our understanding, this money can be taken, reinvested in a pretty aggressive manner. We've got numbers of about we have minimum standards, which we discussed with the owner, which was there's a 17% return on investment with aluminum, and the maximum term that will take is 5 months. So if we take $200,000, if we take a $200,000 investment, worst case scenario, that's 17% over 5 months. That means that there's a, that means that 17%, that's $34,000 over 5 months. There are if the maximum term is 5 months and you're doing an 18-month loan, there's a little more than three flips in that. So that's
34. Okay, so 268, it would be divided by 78, which is the number of payments for 18 months.
For, well, if you want to do weekly?
Definitely not daily.
I think you have a huge issue
with the daily.
Can I address that? 90% of our customers do daily payments, and the reason is this is a loan that is underwritten on cash flow. There is a UCC place on the business with a blanket lien to protect our interest so you don't get multiple loans. Many customers we work with, we get 5, 6, 7, 8 loans, then they'll default on us and stop calling, so we do put a UCC on the business. Our loan does come with a provision of interest forgiveness that's put in writing if you do a renewal, but this product is truly based on need. It's a good product because I'm sure you're well aware the traditional banks they're not really responsive to the small business community, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So our product is ready to fund. It's not underwritten with getting a look at, you know, all your financial statements. We underwrite it just on primarily 3 months of business bank statements. And it's also a sizable amount of money. But I'm not here to, like, sell you and talk you into the loan. That's not my role here. My role is actually to protect our loans. And the last thing we want to lend to someone who is not comfortable with the terms. These loans work.
Of course.
If someone can take the money, you know, and reinvest the money. Based on my conversations with the rep and the owner, there's a good opportunity for you guys. You guys can take, you know, this money and reinvest it. Does that mean you're going to be happy with the loan? Probably not. Many people don't feel these loans are fair because they feel their rates are higher. But we explain to them there's a lot of risk in these loans. Our default rate is about 12 to 13%. So 12 to 13 out of 100 people don't pay us. And really, when these deals default, we just go to collections. You know, when you finance a truck, if you don't pay, what happens to the truck? They pick it up.
Yeah, sure, you take it back, of course.
Yeah, when these deals default, and that there's not much you can do. You can't you know sue someone that's going bankrupt. Good luck. But this product is not a
bank. No. Yeah, you have to basically get online and hope for the best. You know
exactly. But so, this.
No. I see the lot. Look, I totally. Don't get me wrong. I'm not here to judge your business model is an interesting one, and it's good for you guys.
Okay. Can I ask you
another?
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, please.
This is a product where, you know, and I explain this to Uriel, and I understand you guys recently paid cash for equipment or did that last year, and you were talking about doing that for collateral, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're not a fan of doing exotic loans here at Bank of Cardiff. We've been in business for 12 years, so we've weathered the financial crisis. Mm-hmm. We've seen people go out of business. And at the end of the day, as I explained to him, we're not going to offer you guys $50,000 or $100,000 at quote unquote. We can do that. If you want $50,000 or $100,000 at a lower rate, save a few bucks. Yeah, we'll do that. But in our opinion, when we give a business of this size $50,000 or $100,000, it makes no sizable impact on their business. And so the kind of way that I talk about this product is this. This is the equivalent of a very, very, very large credit card that does not affect personal credit. This loan only goes under business credit, so it doesn't go on the personal credit report unless you default, and allows you to borrow cash and use it as you see fit. You know, there's other products like factoring where you've got to report invoices each month. This is a very hands-off product.
Sure. Absolutely.
And I'm sure you guys have talked to other banks and financial institutions about we're not the first person you ever talked to about a loan, correct?
No, it's, you know, it's part of the, look, our business is presently growing very substantially.
Okay.
So what we want to do is that we are trying, as I guess all entrepreneurs do, basically, you know, anticipate the position and the posture in which we want to be in a few, you know, in the near future, you know, in order to, you know, be set up in the way that we think is best. Okay, so basically, yeah?
You are not the first customer, you know, and your conversation is not privy to your sales rep. You are not the first customer, well, you know, be the last, because when I first heard of this product, I was on the sales side. I thought it was the dumbest product I've ever heard of, if you want to know my real opinion. I had someone talk to me about it, and I thought they were stupid, because the product is high. There's no beating around the bush. You're paying 34 cents on the dollar for borrowing 200 grand. And you can go up to 250.
And that's not, and that's the nominal. That's not the effective.
That's
the nominal.
The numbers that
and there's a substantial difference between nominal and effective rate. So and
that, you're paying back $68,000 in interest. That's what if you take the loan to term. That's what will be on your contract. That's what I'm allowed to tell you. That's the truth. You are paying back. That is what you're committing to. This is a product. I think what you're used to is a loan that separates interest and principal. These are not how these products work. We can give you an
answer. No, I know. I totally see what you're saying, and I agree, okay? But then again, you know, when you go and you pay for apples, they're going to probably ask you to pay in dollars, you know? And so when you go and take out a loan, what you want to be looking at is the effective rate that you're paying. Although, I have to say that after having spoken to you, I feel I understand much better the process that brings you guys to
what
have thought about
the thing that customers should.
I mean the logic of this product.
It's not a bad
that
product.
We are talking about
the thing that.
No, I mean
thing,
I guess that given the necessity, like you were saying before, if you need it, then you really need it. And
it's not
and
about
then it
need.
Becomes an
this,
interesting.
This product is not about need or being fancy or doing anything exotic. Everyone saw what happened in the home loan market; it all blew up. This loan is about math and what business owners can do with the money, and also the need.
Right.
So a lot of people, look, if you want like a $50,000 or $100,000 loan, which in my opinion, like I said, based on my conversations with the owner and the rep, there's nothing for the business. Look, you can do that, save a few bucks, but then I think it doesn't do much. The reality is this loan is costing you a certain amount over a certain prescribed period of time. That's why these loans work or don't work. You can take a look at a year term and say, hey, look, am I going to make, you know, we're going to use that $200,000 example. If I'm going to take $200,000 and pay back over 18 months, $68,000, or if I'm going to take and over 12 months, it's $52,000. But it's someone saying, well, look, can I take $200,000, reinvest it, and I know what I'm doing with this money, and in this prescribed period of time, can I take this money and can I make money on it? And of course, you know, there's tax breaks and all that stuff, but I'm not a CPA. I'm not here to give you any tax advice. Well,
right. The
way that I see it is this. Look, let's just use the year term of $52,000, $200 and a payback of, and I would take the $250, honestly. I encourage customers to take the full amount because this is not a line of credit. This is a loan, so maxing it out is not a bad thing. It's not a negative like maxing out a line of credit, which you're supposed to not really use.
Yes, yes. Okay, I understand that. Yeah.
So if you take a loan, and that's a very important thing. You know, maxing it out no one cares. It's a loan. But let's just say you take $250, where you use the full example, and you look at, say, a year term. Well, the payback on that, including the discount, is $315. That means a business owner has to decide, am I going to save or make more than $65,000 in a year? If you look at the year term, a year and a half, which to me is a more attractive program, if you look at that, you're paying $335 back. So you're paying $20,000 more, but having 50% more time. The whole decision for business owners, whether they borrow this money or not, is if they can take this money and flip it multiple times. Based on my conversations, you guys get a 34%.
Yes.
You get a 17% return on investment in 5 months, and that's a minimum. I hope that, obviously, we're being very conservative, and I hope that number is much higher, and the flip cycle is much lower, because that's when numbers really grow. But you're saying something, and I understand what you're saying. You're saying, hey, look, the biggest thing that is most important people need to worry about is their effective rate, correct?
Well, you know, I guess that the conversation now grew to a different level. So, but yes, I mean,
okay.
Look, I really understand what you're saying. And
yeah,
you know what?
That is most important.
It's actually, what you're saying actually
makes total sense to me. Now, what I think the owner needs to reflect, think about is this money actually worthwhile paying such an interest on? That's basically what it gets down to.
The numbers
to,
that
know,
I
and,
have,
and all the rest is baloney. You know,
there's no baloney. People don't pay us.
No baloney. Meaning that is, you know, it's exactly. Look, you were very clear. I think I totally agree with you. I think that this is basically how much you can flip it. You know,
Unless you are in a massive growth stage and it's overall cash flow, but I believe his approach with his rep was talking about flipping. That was the real return on investment. There's also general cash flow needs. But you're talking, and I've got to politely disagree. One thing you told me, which is people need to worry about their effective annual interest rate. That's not true. What the short-term...
No. I'm not saying they need to worry about that. I just need to know. What I also told Julio is, you know, it's... I think that the best way to make a correct, uneducated decision is having all the data that you need.
And you have all the data.
This is a loan. And yes. But what I'm saying is that since this is a loan, you know, the principal piece of data that you need to have for a loan is how much you're paying for it, I guess.
Yeah.
Right? I mean...
Correct. What are you paying back? Because you're not going to pay us in interest rates. You're going to pay us in payments. I think what you're referencing, and I can agree with you on a very important thing.
Yeah.
What you're talking about is long-term financing. When people do things like mortgages or long-term credit lines, a difference in 1%, mm-hmm. if you buy a house, and it's a $500,000 house, a 1% difference mm-hmm. changes your affordability factor by 15%. That is why mm-hmm. for long-term mm-hmm. financing, mm-hmm. rates are so expensive. In this case, mm-hmm. I just call it like I see it because there is no beating around the bush. It is not a good way to develop any type of relationship. Yes, this loan mm-hmm. is more expensive than a mortgage or a secured credit line like stocks and bonds. There, you're going to mm-hmm. see everything mm-hmm. in writing with what the guarantee is and the collateral. But the reality mm-hmm. is, can someone borrow 200 to two? You know, to use that 250 example, how many can I save more than $85,000 over a year and a half? Based on the numbers that I had. The numbers that I have, and these are you might want to write these down because these are the numbers that we had. We had a 17%.
Right.
We used aluminum. I'm sure you're familiar with the materials you guys use, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So here's the numbers that I have. I have that there's three materials. I have aluminum, titanium, and Inconel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The return on the aluminum is 17%. The return on Inconel is 30%, and titanium is 40%. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. The worst case scenario I have is that it takes 5 months, but it's averaging 3 to 5 months to flip the money. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So here are the numbers that I put together and why this approval was issued. If we assume worst case scenarios and just go up from there, 250 times 17% is 42,500. Mm-hmm. That means worst mm-hmm. case scenario, in 5 months, it's a 42,500 savings. If we do this over 18 months, that's 3 flips, 5 months, 10 months, 15 months, plus another half.
I agree.
So the worst case scenario that I had was 127,500. When you look at the cost of our loan, the cost of our loan over 18 months, not 15 months, is much lower than that. But the whole kind of, I think, bread and butter is this. This money will not just be used for aluminum. It will be used for different materials. This worst case scenarios usually don't happen. And what I told the customer, and I don't get paid to give you a loan, so I just tell the truth. You guys might be able to take this money, do a great return on investment, and have a choice. Your choice might be that when the renewal comes up, which is halfway through, you can apply for more money. You might be able to beat the S out of our renewals team and really beat them down on pricing. Or you guys might take this money, have such a healthy return on... Look, let's just say that you average a little more. So let's say instead of 127 over 15 months, let's be more realistic. Let's say over 18 months, you guys are making 180. If you're making 180 and the loan is costing you 80 grand, you've got 100 grand upside. You might not need this money again.
Yes.
There are a lot of customers that come to us, probably about 25%, and say, look, I use the money as I see fit. I have my return on investment. So now I'm in the driver's seat and I don't need to borrow the money. And that is completely your choice. That is how some of these loans work out.
Look, I totally see your logic. I think it's much. I mean,
your thoughts are much clearer, obviously, after having spoken, and I will get back to Udyo and give him my impressions, and I
is
think
there
that there is a logic
I can
to it.
Huh? Is there any information that I can answer for you?
No, I think I'm pretty much all set. You know, it's I think what you're saying. Look, I think what you're saying. First of all, I called to have a chat, which is exactly what we had. So I didn't. I just because there were I was seeing these numbers, and I was like, you know, and what
are
you
saying? Yeah, these are scary numbers.
They're saying something different.
The product. They're horrifying numbers if you don't understand the product.
Exactly. Exactly. So that was exactly. So I see you're a straightforward guy. So this is exactly what my feeling was. Wow, man, what
if
are you guys talking about? So
when I first saw this product, like I said, the person who introduced me to this product, I thought was an idiot. But as I've learned and kind of where this product works is, you know, I talked to a lot of business owners, and I just got on the line with someone before I let you go, and they said an interesting comment, and they told me, they're like, we're not desperate, and I said, can you please stop saying that we're not desperate? I know you're not desperate. If you're desperate, why would we give you 200 grand? That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard of. 200 grand with no money down, with just a signature, why would we do that? This money is good for people that actually know what they're doing, have a good business, and want to get to the next level. It sounds like that is your type of business. I don't think you just like, it's obviously that this type of business, you just don't start it from the ground up. You buy an existing business because it's got infrastructure, and in order to do that, you need money. I think it's a good product, but I don't necessarily think it will revolutionize your business. It just comes down to dollars and cents. Can you take this money and make money on top of it and pay less than you pay the lender? That's kind of where it is. But, you know,
perfect. I mean, how can I, you know, counter something like what you just said? It makes total sense.
Okay, and just so you know, the 2% discount, what I can guarantee you is this. So the 2% discount, I'm not here to put any pressure on people, feet to the fire, but I am here to tell them the truth. We've given this an additional discount. Anything above 200,000, we are discounting an additional 2% regardless of term. Whether it's 200,000, 250, 225, regardless of term, we're discounting it. That discount, in order to take advantage of that, the approval does expire at the end of the month. That's not a sales technique. That's because this loan is based on bank statements. We get new pricing every month. So if you'd like to take advantage of that discount, we will need to know today. Worst comes to worst, by 10 a.m. tomorrow morning, Pacific Standard Time, so we can have at least documents signed. They don't necessarily need to fund, but we do need documents signed and hopefully funded before the end of the month if you guys want to take advantage of that discount.
Which is a discount of 2% above 200, right?
Yeah, so if you looked at it, like, if you take 250, it's saving you $5,000. It's nothing, it's not like, it's advantageous for two reasons. Number one, it's saving you $5,000 if you take the loan to term. It's saving you 2% on the payments. But most importantly, it's lowering the effective price, so when it comes up to the renewal, you're in a much better bargaining position, in my opinion, from my experience.
Okay.
And we'll honor the same price below 200.
Okay. So listen, first of all, thank you very much. You were very kind, and I really do appreciate the time that you took to talk to me. And I will talk to Udyo, and I guess he or me will get back to you soon. Okay,
right, cool. And thanks for getting that email over.
And
it's appreciated.
No, of course. Hey, we all have procedures. God bless procedures. Okay, so thank you very much, and talk soon. Okay?
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Okay. Cheers. Thank you. Bye.